It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And it is a new day before us, new opportunities to witness, testify, demonstrate the love of Jesus through our own personal lives. And for those of us that have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it's an opportunity to rise and shine. You know, rise from the depression, it says over in Isaiah. Rise from the depression that you've been under, because God's light has shone upon us and our deliverance has come. And all the depression and despair and worry and fear that the world has to suffer through, we don't have to, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of power, of love, sound mind. You know, sometimes when fear comes against you, you just get so confused. You don't know whether to go left, right, straight, backwards. And that's never God. I remember years ago, my friend Dan Wright and his son Dan Jr. and my son Dale, Dan and I were Ranger Commanders, which is like a Boy Scout group run through the Assemblies of God. And we had a Ranger meeting, and then we were going to spend the night. We were going to camp out. So I'd gone out during the day, and I'd got the camp all fixed up, and there was this little trail leading back into the woods, no problem with it. So we went and had rangers, came back, it's dark now, and we start down the trail, and all of a sudden, I'm kind of getting confused. I'm not real sure where we are. And next thing you know, I don't know where I am. And we're walking and walking and walking, and I'm realizing we really are going in circles, just like they say. And so we had a lantern, and I hung it on a tree. I knew if I walked straight in one direction or the other, I'd come to something. And so I hung a lantern on a tree, walked straight, only had to go about 50 yards, and went right back to where we'd first come in. And then went at it again. We found the campsite. But, you know, sometimes when you get lost, you're doing that. You're just walking in circles, making the same mistake over and over again. Stop. First rule, if you're lost, stop. Stop going the wrong way. And if that's the way your life is, if your life is like lost, stop. You're going the wrong way. You need to get a point of truth. You need to get a lantern hung on a tree. You know, the early explorers sailed the world over by knowing where the North Star was. It was a permanent source of truth. And that's the way it is with God's Word. It is a permanent source of truth. And if you don't know why things aren't working, go to the Lord. Go to Him in prayer. Go back to His Word. Now, we've been looking at Ephesians chapter 4. And verse 22 says, strip yourselves of your former nature, put off and discard your old unrenewed self. Get rid of it, which characterized your previous manner of life and becomes corrupt through lust and desires that spring from delusion. And if you don't know what that is, look at almost any of the modern movies that are being made. They're almost all R-rated movies, and they all have sexual content in them for the most part. And generally that is never done within the confines of marriage. It's always fornication or adultery. And people are looking at that and they say, well, that's just the way life is. And then they go do these things and it blows up in their face, and the things that they love most get stolen from them, because that's all sin is an opportunity for the devil to do what he does. Jesus said the thief, Satan, comes to do one of three things. He comes to steal the things that you have, the things that are important to you. He comes to kill relationships, kill friendships, kill businesses, kill people. Okay? He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's a destroyer. He's not a builder. Satan never builds. He only destroys. And so you need to get away from that. It says, that was your old life that became corrupt through lust and desires that spring from delusion. You're deceived. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. It says in Romans 12 that we are to renew our mind through the reading of the Word of God. Read what the Word says. It says, this is what you are in Him. This is what you are in Christ Jesus. This is what you have become. These are your rights. You know, I've been having to deal for some time now with my aunt's will. She passed away last June, and I was the executor of the estate. It's been a nightmare having to deal with it just to implement the will. But it's her will. It's legal, and this what is what had to be done. Well, that's the way it is with the New Testament. That is the will of Jesus, the last will and testament. And we have to implement it by obedience and by faith. And it says, and put on the new nature. That's something you got to do. Put on the new nature, the regenerate self. There's an awful lot of degenerates that are out there in this world. But you're not a degenerate. You're a regenerate. You have been made new and put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image. You're created in God's image. Godlike, in true righteousness and holiness. Now, you got to put that on. Therefore, rejecting, only you can do this. You do the rejecting. Therefore, rejecting all falsity and being done now with it, let everyone express the truth with his neighbors, for we are all parts of one body and members one of another. I like that. Therefore, rejecting all falsity. See, anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that's a lie. And we're commanded to cast that down. Any thought, any action that violates scriptural truth, that's falsity. Therefore, rejecting all falsity and being done with it. You say, well, I really liked to drink. I really like to go to clubs. I really like to hang around where the demons are in control. Well, you're not doing what this says to do, and you're going to get whammied by being there sooner or later. Because you keep playing along the side of the river, ultimately you're going to slip on the wet clay and fall in. So you need to put on the new man. Dan Malone is going to sing Only the Redeemed.
Changed in the twinkling of an eye. till now, we've been looking through a glass so dark and dim, and only a few mysteries have we known. But I sense now in my spirit His returning is upon us with a shout, and God's trumpet will all be gone. And only the redeemed shall hear His voice on that day, as He comes in clouds of glory to catch us all away. The graves will then burst open, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive in Jesus will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And only the redeemed shall hear His voice on that day, as He comes in clouds of glory to catch His bride away. The graves will then burst open, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive in Jesus will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And we which are alive in Jesus will be changed in the twinkling of an eye.
What do you think? Are you ready to hear that trumpet call? I am. Only the redeemed, though. Masses and masses of people are not going to hear that trumpet when it sounds. It's not going to happen for them. And they're going to enter into 7 years of tribulation. The Bible says it is a time that will be the most horrendous time since there was an earth. I think about that. How could it be worse than World War II? How could it be worse than what Joseph Stalin did to his own people during his time as dictator of Russia? How could it be worse than these horrible things that we have seen happen? But yet the Bible says it's coming, a time that's going to be worse. But it's not for you, and it's not for me. If we have made Jesus Christ our Lord and our Savior, He is our Redeemer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, we're not appointed unto wrath. This is going to be God's wrath against sinners who have refused His love, who have refused to come to Him. And God is going to come against the sin that will have encompassed the world. But those of us who have made Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, we have put on that renewed man, that man that's made in His image, we're going to know and hear our Lord when He comes for us. So, therefore, rejecting all falsity and being done now with it, let everyone express the truth with his neighbor. We can do that, can't we? Remember, if you know Jesus, you will know freedom. If there is no Jesus, no truth, there'll be no freedom. This is Pastor Woodson Moore, Ferreton Christian Center, reminding you, Jesus is freedom.